everyone. Welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Ashley, and I'm your host.
I'm Sammy. I'm on the pod today. You guys know
Hello.
Me. This is the first time you've had a sister unit on Idol Talk Pod, and I'm ready. This is our moment. We haven't had a solo episode, and I'm here for it.
I know. We've recorded together, but we've never been alone together. So I feel like this is our... People are gonna get some weird sister vibes here.
You're gonna see how we act just together, just us, when Nathan's not around or Casey's not around to stop us from fighting. That's literally his worry.
So today we're gonna be talking about girly pop, and we're going to be discussing some songs that are on our girly pop playlist. We have outfits inspired by girly pop. Sammy, what is your outfit? Describe it to the listeners.
My outfit, I'm wearing a pink crop top. It's like an open back. I'm wearing a seashell necklace with pink beads in between. And I have my hair in a half up, half down, split also in half. Okay, half up, half down with pigtails, but braided. I just felt very girly, very feminine, very cute.
You know, this hairstyle that you have is like so 90s, and it's also a really popular hairstyle with like little girls.
Whoa.
Like toddlers.
Okay.
It's just funny because like there are little, like I have a 2-year-old kid, and every time I go on play dates, these little girls, they have the same hairstyle as me, and it's like, I don't know if I like this or not. Like, is this a vibe?
It's a vibe. Don't let the haters tell you what's cool and what's not. Okay?
Okay. Let's see the open back.
Oh, hold on. It's because I wanted to be comfortable on camera, but I wore a bra, but it's supposed to be open.
Oh, okay. Mm. I get it.
That's it. Imagine no bra there.
Love it. So my outfit is inspired by Le Sserafim.
Oh, shit.
I think the girl's name is Eunche. She's the one that speaks English. So Le Sserafim has like a athleisure vibe. Their debut, they're in the practice room. They're wearing black and white, like Adidas. Just cutie, like things that you see at Aloe, that's what they wear. And this headband, I'm doing like a monochromatic type look. And this headband, I'm so about it. Like ever since I saw her and Le Sserafim wear this in the Perfect Night music video, I've been obsessed. Because like I'm not the type to have the string. What are these called?
Just the front bangs.
Yeah, like the front bangs. I hate doing that to myself. Not that I don't like how it looks. I just get annoyed that it is like in my face, you know? So now that this like headband look is in, you know, I got all the hair slicked back. Nothing is in my face. And then I have OVS matching sunglasses.
Wow. She did a whole look.
I know.
That's your version of girly, and I love it.
She's a beige girly.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's giving what needs to be gaze.
Yes. It's very 90s. You're like cutie girly, and I'm like, I don't know, neutral, comfy girly.
Oh my God, should I get my pink sunglasses? Yeah,
go get your pink sunglasses.
One second.
Oh, yeah. The sunglasses completes the look, honestly.
Yeah, you're right. This is girly pop. It's giving.
Yes. It's like
a whole new energy. Let's record the whole episode like this.
I don't want to record with sunglasses because mine are so dark.
Okay, but, well, I am.
Okay, fine. You continue on with your sunglasses. So, like I said, we're going to be creating a girly pop playlist for you guys. But what exactly is girly pop? Sammy, can you explain it to us? Because I don't even know.
I know. It's a new term. Actually, I think it's an old term that people are starting to use last year, but it's new in my vocabulary and I like using it. So... Mm-hmm. You can call someone a girly pop, and a girly pop is someone who slays really hard, okay? And so if you listen to girly pop music, it's a song that slays really hard. So typically girly pop is pop music involving female singers, such or seen as being especially feminine or girly. That is a definition I just Googled.
Okay,
but these are facts though. And so
come
it says,
on, Google.
Girly pop is different from other forms of music simply because of all the emphasis. All of the emphasis is focused on the female vocals used to make the melody catchy. Oh my God, I can't read. Let me read that again. Girly pop is different from other forms of music simply because of all the emphasis is focused on female vocals used to make the melody as catchy as humanly possible.
Okay, that's pretty generic, vague.
Period. But also when you listen to it, it makes you feel very girly and feminine, and you don't really get that from boy songs.
That's true. Girly pop can only be sung by girls.
Girly pop can only be sung by girls, but is meant for the boys and the girls. We don't discriminate here.
Okay.
We don't discriminate on who listens to it, only who sings it.
That makes sense.
Because you can't be Jungkook and giving off... actually, hold on. He's a bad example because he is giving when he does like the girly pop dances. Okay, hold on. But you know what I mean. It's right. More powerful when you hear from a girl.
Okay. Okay, so would you say that my outfit is girly pop slaying, especially with the sunglasses?
It's not giving like big slay, but it's giving slay.
You know, like if I walked up to the park, I would be different from all the other moms, you know, like the outfit.
Oh, that's
you know,
big,
like
that's big slay in your world. Okay.
See, it's like an athleisure slay. I feel like the monochromatic, like beige, you know, once you pull it all together, it slays.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
Thank you. I think that your outfit slays as well, especially with that necklace and those sunglasses.
It's the seashells for me.
Oh, it's seashells. I can't even tell what it is. With
shells by the seashore
beads?
In between. Did you not hear my description earlier?
I didn't, honestly.
All right.
Every time you talk, it's like in one ear and out the other. Sorry. But anyway, let's get to the first song. What is the first song on our playlist, Sammy?
This is a song my sister and I play nonstop, and it's Perfect Night by Le Sserafim. It says, Perfect Night by Le Sserafim is a celebratory anthem about the joy and freedom of spending a fun-filled night with close friends. It's the perfect night. It's setting you up for the perfect night out for carefree fun with the girly pops, okay?
Yes. My definition of a perfect night is going out, cell phone off, you know?
Wow.
Don't start PMD? Blowing up my line.
Don't stop blowing up my mind. Okay.
When I listen to this song, I imagine myself walking down the street in WeHo. So that's West Hollywood or Santa Monica, like anywhere where there's like a line of bars and like a lot of light. Like there's like lots of light, and it's kind of like twinkling, you're a little bit buzzed and you're happy, you know, you're walking down arm in arm with your bestie and you're like gossiping.
But you
have a goal, like you're walking down the street, you're going to the bar, but you're not constrained on time, you know, you're just kind of like chit-chatting. Your girl is telling you about like the drama with the other girl group that she's part of, you know, like we're just casually strolling along, a little bit tipsy, about to hit up the next bar.
Is this your life back then or something?
You know, I'm reminiscing a little bit, but Like, I haven't had a night like that in so long. So I
I
feel like
know.
that would be my definition of a perfect night with the girly
Wow.
pops.
I love that. I know we haven't had a Phoenix lituation in a while.
I know.
And it's okay. Also, I
What?
just realized one of the lyrics is caught in some traffic, but the radio is blasting. That's the Uber ride
Bruh.
over to WeHo. You don't even gotta worry. Like when the Uber driver, usually a male, he's like, anybody want the aux? You already know what friend to give it to. You already know what song they're gonna play, or someone in the background is going to be screaming what song to play, and the whole group agrees. And it's Perfect Night by Le
Yes.
Sserafim.
It's perfect night. And then you can also throw in some like Doja Cat. I feel like Doja Cat is always on the
Whoa.
playing on the aux when you're in the
Yeah.
Uber to the bar.
A little bit of Ice Spice. She a baddie, she knows she a
Yes.
10.
Wow. What is your definition of a perfect night?
If it's a perfect night with the girly pops, if it's different from going out with the girly pops, there's also a girl's night in. We're just drinking stuff. We're drinking wine. We're making pizzas. We're filming fun TikToks.
Yes.
That's my idea of a perfect night. And then also just a little crying in between because there has to be something a little emotional
Oh,
that gets
yes.
us through our feelings. You feel?
That's
Yeah.
really important. Like part of the girly pop night when you're doing a night in is the emotional time where you're just like talking about really deep stuff over a glass of wine. What type of wine are we drinking? Is it red? Is it white? Is it rosé?
It's actually frosé.
Oh, it's frosé. We're drinking frosé. And
You
what type
already
of
heard.
pizza are we eating?
We made it girly. We made them heart shaped.
Oh.
And we bought what's the sauce?
Marinara.
Marinara sauce. And we're making heart shaped pepperonis. And
Okay.
we're putting mozzarella cheese, but low fat. Because
Wow.
we
So
don't need the full fat, okay? Just my preference.
we're wearing, our sweatpants with our fuzzy slippers, and we're making heart-shaped pizzas with the low-fat mozz and drinking frosé. And then once the food is ready, we all sit down around the couch, we eat it, and then we start to get a little deep, cry. And this
In that
song is
song,
playing in the
period.
background of that.
Yeah. Everyone
Okay.
has a different definition of perfect night, and that's mine.
All right. That's fair. All right, let's move on to my next song on the playlist, or Sammy's next song on the playlist. What would be your next addition to the Girly Pops
Okay,
playlist?
this song, iconic. It's Fast Forward by Jun Somi.
Fast forward.
This is the one. This is the one where you're out with your
Oh.
girls. Oh, sorry. Was that passionate?
No,
Because
I
it's
love the
giving.
passion.
Fast Forward is like the karaoke song you sing. This is the one where you get all the girls to be jumping with you. Like it's your time with the mic. And it's like, how many lovers do I go through to find you? See? You already want to put up your hands. And
I
I'm
know.
singing, I'm like belting because I've gone through some stuff, you know? Like, and you
Yeah.
can feel the emotion. How many lovers do I go through to find you? How many, you know? Like that, the girls are like, sing it, sing it. You've been through it, girl.
I
And
know.
then right where it goes, how many? All the girls are standing up, right? Are you, yep, fast forward. Whoa. Not this
Yes.
falling out.
And obviously, everybody knows the choreo. And so we're all hitting it at the same time. And
To be
it's just
honest,
going hard.
I don't know the choreo. Just like, like you just feel
Yeah.
it. I don't care what the choreo is. I'm
It
just
hits
saying.
better when you know the choreo, but it's not
Okay.
hard. We can
Just
learn it
remember.
while the song is playing. Like,
Okay, the
it's so
listeners need to
easy.
know that I'm not the dancer in the family. Like it's just so hard to learn choreo. My sister can literally watch a music video twice and then she'll know the whole thing. And then me, I have to do like a step-by-step tutorial. 50% Speed by Helen P. Mirrored.
Right. Mirrored. Yeah. Oh, that's so true.
I don't know.
Honestly, well, I feel the karaoke vibes, like belting the karaoke. What are we drinking when we're singing karaoke?
You already know. You know what we're drinking. Don't act like
are
we've
we
ever
K-Town?
Gone to. Of course.
We're in K-Town. We're in a private karaoke room. There's probably a $200
minimum
we have to meet.
Someone sleeping in the corner.
What?
Because
I know.
We've just been out all night. We just came from the perfect night and we went over to the karaoke bar to sing Fast Forward.
Yes. I remember when the last time we went to karaoke in Koreatown, I was so drunk that I sang My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. And I like cuddled in the corner of the room, like sitting on the floor and just like belting My Heart Will Go On.
See?
That's a classic, you know?
See, this is a song. Those are the types of songs where you have to just get off your chest. Like you're having emotions. Like you just want to get it out. And the girls are there to support you. I don't care if you can sing good or if you don't. You just got to feel
right.
It. You got to hype up the girl who's up there.
Right. Yeah. There's no putting people down in the karaoke room. It's just all support.
Correct.
I love that. Next is my song, and it's ETA by New Jeans. First off, it was really hard to pick a New Jeans song because, like, literally, every New Jeans song is a girly pop song. Like, the vibes are all
the
there.
Pops.
Yes. Yep. And they have all the different type of vibes. Like, they have sad, they have like longing, they have bops. And this is one of those bops. Like, this is when I listen to this song, I imagine myself sitting up. Firstly, let me set the scene. I'm in my living room and it's Saturday afternoon, maybe Saturday mid-morning. I had my coffee. I'm like, the laundry's already folded. I've probably watched 30 minutes of Selling Sunset on Netflix, you know, and I'm bored. So I'm sitting on the couch. I'm calling Sammy and I'm like, or FaceTiming Sammy, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing right now? Because I'm bored. I'm trying to go out. And she's like, I'm just, you know, filming some TikToks, like cleaning my kitchen, but I'll be done in like an hour and then we could go out. And I was like, great, let's go out. Where do we go out to? We go shopping.
Always. For the crumbs.
And shopping could be at the mall, you know, or it could be, I imagine us in like Silver Lake.
Wow.
Silver Lake. And we're going to get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to the vintage shop, look around a little bit, probably not
it's
buy
like you
anything.
Heard me. That's what I was going to say.
Because all the vintage shops in Silver Lake are like way overpriced.
Yeah. Or we can be going to the Rose Bowl Flea Market.
Oh, yeah, there we go. We're going to the Rose Bowl Flea Market.
Let's get ETA because we got to get there by like 6 a.m. to get the good stuff.
Exactly.
Kidding.
And this song is like, so we talk about this on the phone, on FaceTime. We're talking about the plan and where we're going to go. Then an hour passes. She said she was going to be done. She said she was going to be over in an hour, but she's not here yet. So an hour on the dot, I FaceTime her and I'm like, what's your ETA? What's your ETA? Because I'm trying to go out right now. I'm so bored. That was terrible.
Usually you're so good at it. I was waiting.
I know. I was like,
really
I was
good at the remixes. She was feeling
was really,
too much.
I took it too far. I'm sorry.
It's okay. The listeners will forgive you. They know you in your heart.
Yes. they knew where I was going with it, but it just, I didn't complete it. Sorry.
You did, but you set the scene correctly. That is where we're going. When it's an ETA, this is it.
I'm glad. All right. What's the next song on our playlist, Sammy?
I gotta bring it to our OG girls twice. The song is called Hot. Burn it up, hot, baby. I just want to set the scene because I don't know what we're doing when we're listening to this song, but it's the, you know, those 1 second challenges where you first hear like the first beat, like, and you already know, you're like, oh, that's the song. It goes, doom. And I'm like, that's exactly what's happening. I already know that it's going to play be Hot by Twice. Like, you don't have to play anything else. I'm already just like in the zone. Like, I don't know where I'd play Hot by Twice. I'm literally just like on the way to work, hyping myself up.
That's
play this
a
song
good
anytime.
One. You know, I was, when you were saying I don't have a scenario, in my mind, I was thinking of a scenario, and it was driving. I don't know where, but driving to work is perfect, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's just to hype me up for work, because that used to be my song where I'd get in the car, I'd literally play Hot by Twice, and I'm like, ha, 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 hoo-hoo. My coffee in my hand, and I just have to like pump myself up to get to work because I sit at my desk all day. Burr, 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 burr,
yeah,
day. This is a good car song.
You get into your car, you stop by the Starbucks. What are we getting at the Starbucks on our way to work?
You already know what we're getting. It's a holiday season, everyone. This is not sponsored. I wish it was, but it's a chestnut praline latte. Secret key is to put oat milk. You can do it hot or ice. It doesn't get better than that. That tastes like the holidays. That tastes hot. Maybe get hot, you know?
Yeah. And then we drive to work for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
this song is giving like, you're the baddest bitch, right? Like, ha, 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 hoo, hoo. And you just got to tell yourself that you're the baddest of them all when you're going to work.
It's you drowning out your problems from work with like bops.
That's true.
Like, you have so much stress at work. There's a lot of deadlines. There's a lot of people who need things from you. But you know what? We're driving right now. We can't answer emails when we're driving. We can't answer text messages. Our phone is inaccessible. The only thing that I could do is play music. So we're in the zone.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't condone texting and driving here on this podcast. Concentrate, you know, safety on the road.
Concentrate.
Safety on the road.
You better have your, this is why we're making you the playlist. So you don't have to even fidget with your phone. You just press shuffle on our playlist and it's a bop every time.
Right. There's only going to be like 8 songs on this playlist, but you could feel free to add your own girly pop music. You know, it's a 45 minute drive to go 5 miles in LA.
Yeah. We're just setting it up for you. We're setting you up for success. Okay.
Yes.
A song, my sister taught me this. I'm probably just like, when you're on Spotify, you like a song and you like just that song, you go to its radio. It's going to give you suggestions of things like that song.
Mm-hmm.
And Hot might be your song to the gateway of other girly pop songs. I'm just saying.
You know, Hot Twice is like OG. Okay. Maybe that will upset some like Gen 1 K-pop fans.
Yeah, we're not trying to do that. OG to us because we're only like 30.
Yeah, they're like definition of girly pop, you know? When I think of girly pop, I think of Feel Special. I think of Fancy. I think of the color pink, and I think of Sparkles.
And they embody that.
Right. Your whole outfit, you know, it's giving neon pop.
Pop, pop, pop. See, girly pops. We
there
out
we go.
Here.
She is a girly pop. All right.
All right.
Oh. The next song on our playlist is going to be New Dance by XG. New dance.
go first. I can't contain it. I already have.
So this song, it's a fucking bop. Like, the first time I heard it,
no doubt about it.
I messaged it to Sammy and I was like, you need to stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stop and listen to this song right now.
I was literally doing something
else. She did not do.
I didn't.
She did not do that.
I had other important things to do.
I had to remind her. I had to be her snooze alarm on this song. And 2 hours later, she still had not listened to it. I sent her the music video. I sent her the Spotify link. Like, sorry. This song is a bop and it needs to be listened to immediately.
First of all, you guys can see our sister dynamic. This isn't fair. I was doing important things and this is important to her, but in the moment, it wasn't important to me. But once it became important to me, this song was it.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
It's girly pop. It slays so hard.
Whoa.
Oh. Come on, Google. Come on, Urban Dictionary.
I know. I'm just saying, this song, I knew it had to be part of the playlist because, you know, the part, it just makes me want to shake my ass where she goes, pop, 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 lock it and drop it.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes. That is the best part of the song.
There's only a few K-pop songs that make me just want to, like, shake my ass.
This is not K-pop. It's all English.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay,
XG is a global group, okay? Whoa. Come on.
Sorry, upsetting the fans here. I just always say K-pop. But fine. This, I don't know what other song makes me want to shake my ass in this genre right now, but that's the one, okay? But this is, like, when you're getting ready. Wait, everything's, like, when we're getting ready. I feel like this is, like, you know, we have a friend, Katie, who makes our playlist, and she thinks very methodically of, like, okay, when you're getting ready, these are the type of songs I want to listen to. And then right when we got to get everyone to hurry up to pregame, these are the songs we listen to. And then when we need everyone to hurry up, get out of the house, these are the songs. This is the one where you're still doing your makeup. You're still doing your makeup. And then, but you're taking too long. So we got to go. So that's why when it's like, pop, 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 like, and you see all the girls dancing, like heading to the kitchen, and you're like, I have to still do my eyebrows. Like, hurry up. Hurry up. That's all I'm saying.
See, I had a different scenario when I listened to this song. Like, when I'm in my girly pop mood and I hear this song come on, imagine we go to a bar. We're not at a club. We're at like a casual bar. And the bar that I think of when I think of this place, it's a place in Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, and it's called Champagne Lanes.
Oh, just kidding.
Champagne Lanes is like a disco bowling alley that's Asian theme. So just imagine that. There's like pink, like it's pink. Booth seating. There's a lot of disco balls everywhere. There's obviously the bowling area. And then there's like lions, like white, black and white tigers. Are they tigers? And then on the walls, it's like wallpaper, like palm trees. So imagine that when you walk into the club.
Okay.
So we walk into this bar and we're going to the bar. The actual bar where you get drinks. And we're ordering a cranberry vodka because it's just a basic, you know.
Let me change the drink.
Girly pop. Okay, what is your girly pop drink then?
Your girly pop drink is cranberry vodka?
Okay, my girly pop drink. What's my girly pop drink? I usually default to like a Moscow Mule, mojito.
Okay.
You know, I'm not really big on sweet drinks.
Vodka Cran is giving college. Like, just like.
That's a normal drink that people get.
We need a lychee martini up in there.
Oh,
need a lemon drop for all the girlies because we're not trying to get drunk, but we're just trying to get a little tipsy. And then if you want to get a little something else, we're doing a little tequila sunrise.
Oh, I haven't gone out in a while, so clearly I don't know what I'm doing.
And that's okay. Yeah. I'll keep you young. I'll tell you how it goes.
Okay, so we get to the bar. Go. Why can't you order a cranberry vodka? Like, I feel like that's so normal. Do people not do that anymore?
No, people do that.
But
you
you
what?
judge
Let
them.
me just get you a cranberry. Let me just imagine a cranberry vodka, but we're putting edible glitter.
You know, there's a maraschino cherry in it. Like, edible glitter and maraschino cherry.
There you go.
It's a girly pop drink.
Maybe your girly pop drink, but it's not
mine.
Whatever.
Let's just say that it's a
girly
Moscow
pop drink.
Mule.
Got it.
Okay, it's whatever girly pop drink you want. So you walk up to the bar, you order this girly pop drink. You're standing at the bar, sipping. Like, you're not drunk, you know, but you're ready to have a good time. Like, you're vibing,
okay.
You know, just like bopping to the music. And then suddenly you hear this song come on, and you're like, and
oh my
to the
God.
dance, or you like vibe to the
You're like,
to the
no, you
dance
just like
floor,
look at
you
all the
know.
girls and you're like, is this a song I think it's going to be? Like, the DJ's remixing it in. You're like, don't tell me it's going to be XG right now. And you're like,
I
girls,
know.
The dance floor. I get
and you're
it.
Like, come on. And you're holding your drink and you're grabbing your girls and you're
and
going
you
to the
start the
dance
train.
floor. Right. And you're like,
Okay.
Seven, my girls at the party. We
Oh.
come to bother nobody. The song is just like,
moving
it's
your body,
about.
body.
Right. It's about the situation. Like, the lyrics are expressing
Okay.
the exact situation that you're feeling, you know? Like,
Yes.
You just got to the dance floor and you're about to bust a move. And there's some new dance moves that you just learned, you know? You just learned a new dance,
There it is.
New dance.
And then your one friend who can twerk does a pop, 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 and like it in top. And you're like, ah! And then she goes in the slits and you're like, ah! And then everyone got their phone out. Yeah.
There's always that one friend that knows how to do the splits and she pops it out on the dance floor every
We have one
time.
friend. We have the one friend who can do the split. It's her party trick, but it's like everyone's party trick at that point because I'm like, Amber, do it.
Come on, get in the splits.
Yeah,
Show
like
them what you're made of.
So like two songs before, she's actually like stretching. So then when the song comes on, we're ready. It happened before in college. I'm like, Amber, you got to do the splits. Like, I'm going to make it happen. It was my birthday at where we used to live in college, and I needed her to do it. And she did it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, it gets everyone hype, you know, no matter who you are, boy, girl. Like, once you see someone doing the splits, you're like, oh shit, it's going down.
And it went down.
It went down, literally. She did the splits. And that's what I imagine when I listen to this song, you know?
Just people
it's a
doing
vibe.
The splits. I'm here for it. Okay.
Okay.
This next part. Oh, what? Not me just
go
trying
ahead.
To be
No.
Host. I'm
you're a
excited.
host.
I'm a
You're a
host.
host.
I'm a host.
Go ahead.
Okay, this next part. Basically, my sister and I wanted to pick a song each that we didn't think the other one would know, but the person who picked it thinks it's girly pop. We're gonna play it for the other one now. And the other person is going to describe the feeling. We're gonna see if it categorizes as girly pop. So play the chorus.
Okay, I didn't have the chorus prep, but
oh,
we'll just see what happens here.
Okay, do you wanna play the whole song and we could just listen to it together for the first time ever? I'm just kidding.
Yes. All right,
okay.
Here we go. So my song, my addition to this playlist is OTT by IVE.
What does OTT stand for?
OTT stands for over the top.
Okay.
Which I didn't know that was an abbreviation that was commonly used.
Me either. I've never heard of it.
Maybe it's like a Gen Z thing. But
is there
like
a music video or is this not?
No, it's literally, it's like a B-side off of their new album. So this is all we have. Just
Got it.
The, what is this? It's like the
lyric
video.
Color coded.
Exactly. That's exactly it. All right, here we go.
Oh, my body's raising. Suddenly. Other hands up.
OTT.
I got no time to
All right. That's all you
Yeah.
need to hear.
The moment the first beat hit, I was like, I'm feeling it. I was like, yeah, that one's considered girly pop for sure.
Yes. When I first listened to this song, it was really giving like Cupid by 50/50. I feel like nowadays, ever since the like 50/50 went viral, all of like different people in K-pop have been trying to recreate that same vibe. Like Le Sserafim, Perfect Night is a perfect example of that. This song, I've OTT, like their album just dropped, I don't know, a month ago or whatever. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, the 50/50s Cupid is a vibe, and this is one as well. But you're feeling it, Sammy?
I'm feeling it. I would add this definitely to the playlist, like immediately. It's like Hot by Twice where you hear that first beat and you're like, you know,
Yeah, exactly.
my body was already moving. I
When
agree.
I
It seems a very soft girl core, which I like.
exactly. And when I listen to this song, I imagine like it in the background of a Day in the Life videos, you know, where
A
it's
day.
like those aesthetic
Oh,
like
yes.
videos where you're making coffee, a Sunday reset, if you will. You
Whoa.
know, you're making coffee, you're swirling it in the cup. Maybe you're making a green tea matcha latte, you
Oh,
know.
you're doing a sponsored ad for Bloom.
Wow, I don't know who Bloom is, but I assume they
Everyone,
make green tea lattes.
it's just like a powder, like a superfood thing. Everyone's drinking it. This is not
See?
sponsored.
Yeah, that seems like something I would do on a Sunday reset, you know, get ready for my day. Little caffeine, a little booster in my matcha latte. And then you know what I do? I go and I wipe down the counters in the kitchen. And then I sort my laundry. And then I put in like six loads of laundry. And while the laundry is going, maybe I put a little YouTube video on the TV. And I start like a 30-minute yoga session.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, breathing exercises, a little downward dog, child's pose, you know, just the Sunday reset poses.
Basics. Okay.
Gotta put, and then I put the laundry away. There's a lot of laundry, so it takes forever, but I'm not stressed about it, you know, like there, I have all day to do laundry. So I'm folding it nicely. I'm putting it back in the closet, you know, I'm full. I'm making it all neat. We're not in a rush. We're not throwing things in there. We're folding it nicely.
Okay. I'm gonna fluff up your day because
Okay.
it needs to seem more girly. Like, I'm gonna
That's
wake
not
up.
girly? You don't think that's
No,
girly?
folding laundry and then just let's run it back. We're gonna be
All right.
we're gonna wake up. We're gonna make our Nespresso. We're gonna put Chobani up in that. Our
What
flame
flavor?
peppermint mocha, obvi.
Okay, you're right.
It's the holidays. It's out. Okay. And then after, when we go to our laundry, we're gonna show the girly detergent that we use. And that's in.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like we gotta spice it up a little bit here.
Are
You're
we using
putting in your
scent
doubt.
boosters?
Yes, the one that just Jungkook's favorite. And you're like, it's your little secret blend that you put together that you learned off of TikTok. You have to buy three
Wow.
different products. One third of this, one third of that, one third of this makes it smell like heaven.
Okay.
Okay, see? And you gotta put that in there. And then that's when you play your music and you have to show the fit. You didn't even talk about showing your yoga fit.
Oh, you're right.
And then we're
We're
doing the
wearing this
downward dog.
headband. I feel like we're wearing maybe a white version of this headband. I know what fit I'm wearing. I can see it now. I am wearing leggings. Maybe it's all white. I feel like I'm not a very big color person.
That's a good
So
one.
I like neutrals, browns, blacks, grays, whites. So maybe I'm wearing all white. And my yoga mat, it's from Lululemon or like
And it's matcha
Aloe. I
green
feel like
colored.
sage green. Obviously.
Obvi.
Sage green. I'm wearing a white headband, a white, like, one shoulder sports bra, high-waisted white leggings that go down to your ankles. It doesn't have any pockets because we're doing yoga. We're not here to be bothered by people on our phone. We're not putting the phone in the pocket, you know, because there are no pockets in these yoga pants. We're putting it to the side.
You get it now. See, you're understanding the OTT Sunday reset.
Yes.
She is a girly pop now, everyone. She understands the girly pop life.
Thank you. Thank you for making my Sunday reset girly.
You're welcome.
Next, we're going to listen to Sammy's last addition to the Girly Pop playlist.
Here we go. Here we go.
Introduce it to us.
It's called Back to the City by Kepler. So it's very teeny bop, I feel. I first heard it at KCON LA, and I couldn't, like, the moment they played it, there was no signal in the stadium, and I just had to write it down, just some lyrics that I could remember. And I had to search it up and add it to my playlist because this was a certified bop.
You could have just recorded the performance and then,
actually,
like,
I
looked
did.
It up later.
Whatever. There's, you know, the converter, the converter to find the audio, you know, like, let's just search up some lyrics. I literally just searched up Back to the City K-pop Kepler and it ended up just being the name of the song.
Right. See?
Here we go.
Google is so good. All right. Yeah. Let's listen to that song. This is their stage at MCOT.
Here we go.
Okay.
You get it? You understand?
Yeah, I understand the vibes.
Let me explain a little bit. So this is the type of song, it's reminiscing about the night you have with your friends. So this is like the morning when you wake up and you're giggling. You're like, do you remember last night? I'm trying to piece some things together. Like, oh my God, do you remember? I just remember you dancing on the tables. And you're like, did you just get that guy to buy us like 10 shots? And then we all ran out of the bar. Like, that's the night. It's the perfect night. And we're reliving it in the morning.
Okay.
You're like, hey, I think the lyrics is like, lyric, what? The lyrics is like, hey, you, do you remember? Something like that.
I love that. Okay. When I listen to the song, you know, the music or the stage that we just watched, I love their outfits. Like, I love baggy jeans, I love baggy jeans, a little nice white crop top from that Japanese rapper girl. Like, I love the vibe. And I couldn't think of a scenario where I would listen to this song, except like in the car, because that's when I listen to most music. But once you described like the morning after, you know, we just had like a little sleepover. We're not wasted, you know, like we didn't get wasted the night before. We just had like a fun time. We were tired. We went home at like 3 a.m. and then maybe had some McDonald's and then went to sleep.
Correct.
So by the time we listen to this song, it's probably, you know, we woke up, probably took a shower and are eating breakfast. And now we're just like reminiscing about the night over breakfast.
Correct.
You know,
we've like gone we're full circle here.
Exactly. So I get the vibes. This is girly pop.
Certified
there's
girly
so
pop.
Many, there's so many scenarios where we can listen to girly pop. Like, I think the common themes that girly pop has is, like you said, have to be with the girls or like just the homies, you know, like maybe the girls. And
the girls.
You are just having a good time.
Yes.
Whatever your definition of a good time is, you know, is your good time a Sunday reset where you clean your house and you mop and then you spray some like home fragrance? You got lavender.
There you go.
The lavender candle. Maybe you light a candle that smells like Christmas. You put up your Christmas decorations. That's a girly pop day.
See? You're
or
getting it now.
You are going out with your friends, reminiscing about the good old days, doing a little chismis on your way to the bar, and then you go home, and then you enjoy the night again as you talk about it in the morning.
There you go. You've understood what this song... Whoa. You understood what this song meant. It's just a vibe. It's just like a girly pop. It's a girly pop vibe. The girls who get it, get it. And the girls who don't...
They don't. Yeah, I was almost one of those girls that didn't get it. And once you described the scenario...
You got it.
I got it.
I wasn't going to let you be the girl who doesn't know. Mm-mm. That's girl code. I'm going to let you know.
Wow, girl code.
Here we go.
So, thank you, Sammy, for the song recommendations. And I would say that this is the perfect girly pop playlist. You know, we got a little bit of everything for all different scenarios. Mostly scenarios for when you're hanging with the girls. Some when you're by yourself, but mostly with the girls.
This is for the girls. This girls only playlist. I'm just kidding. It's actually for the boys too, but that's if they want to be in a girly pop mood.
Yeah, it's for the boys that want to hang out with the girls.
There you go.
The girly pops.
There you go.
I love it.
All right.
All right, Sammy, where can people find you on social? You could plug your socials near here now.
You never let me plug my socials.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here we go, everybody. Here we go. I want everyone to follow me on Instagram and TikTok. My handle is at Sammy Burnaby. S-A-M-M-I-E, wow. Burnaby. Figure it out.
Okay. And it will be in the description of this episode. You know, you don't have to figure it out. It just scroll down a little bit.
Just follow me. I post K-pop content. I'll be posting the recap of this podcast. I make fashion K-pop content.
You make sister content. You make... Yeah. Nephew auntie content. You make girly pop content.
I do it for the girly pops. So if you want to be one of those girly pops, follow me.
Wow, love it. All right, let us know what you think about this playlist. Do you think it sucks? Do you love it? Are there any additions you want to make to the playlist? You know, let us know. Hit us up in a DM on Instagram at Idol Talk Pod. Rate, review, and subscribe to us on all major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you want us to build more playlists, or if you don't want us to build more playlists, let us know. Email us at idoltalkpod@gmail.com or leave us a voice memo. Leave us a voice memo. You know, we want to hear your girly pop voice, and we will feature you on a future episode.
Oh, I'm gonna have all the girly pop. I'm gonna tell the girly pops to email in.
Yeah, or leave us a voice memo. Figure out how that works, because I don't know how it works. I just know that you can.
Okay, we'll figure it out. I'll figure it out for you, girly pops. Yeah, follow me and I'll figure it out for you.
Get the girly pops to figure out how the voice memo on Spotify works. Okay, and then lastly, if you want to learn more about us, check out our content directory/website, idletalkpod.uwu.ai, where we have previous episodes categorized like playlists, song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews. And this can all be found in the description of this episode. All right. Well, thank you, Sammy, for joining us. It was fun having a little sister moment, you know, a little girly sister moment.
We got to do it again. Do you want the dynamic duo to be back? You better follow me on Instagram and let me know.
This was like so chaotic. I feel like there's a lot of chaos when we are around, and maybe... Yeah. We only understand each other, so I hope people understand us. Right.
The girls that get it. And the girls that don't. There it is.
I feel like I was pausing for dramatic flair, you know?
Yeah.
The girls that don't.
There it is.
All right. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.